Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Note how it starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 13th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I had a fantastic weekend. Hope you did as well. Full of God, family, and country. And that's what it all needs to be about, ladies and gentlemen, in America today. We need to turn to God Almighty and repent. We need to focus on our families, the fundamental unit of society. And you know what? We do that and have a strong patriotism streak as we understand the supreme law of the land and the checks and balances that make America great. We can indeed restore the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. In addition to that, we'll be restoring our families and turning to God. And man, what a blessed opportunity we have right in front of us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Our syndicated radio network, LovingLiberty.net, does a phenomenal job. And they're continuing to add radio shows and podcasts and information to their network. We really appreciate all that they're doing. And we also want you to know that they have phone apps. That's right, Android and iPhone apps that are free. You go to the app stores and download them. And then they've got on the phone live radio, on-demand radio, all the different shows archived in podcast form to listen to. And there's a lot more podcasts on the app and on our website than there are even in the radio 24/7 stream. A lot of the podcasts are differing lengths and everything, making it hard to put on radio, but they're still incredible, informative contributors to Liberty, and we want to make sure you're aware of them. So check all that out on the phone apps or at Liberty or at LovingLiberty.net. Also, we have an event on the 24th. We're going to be promoting Tom Jones. It's a Friday night. It's going to be at Liberty Hall. We're going to have food and fun and festivities and a couple of speakers and just celebrating Tom's run. I mean, this guy is running like nobody's business. It's very cool to see. So we'll keep an eye on that. But that's coming up later in June in Utah. So for those of you who might be available for that, would love to see you there. For more information, LovingLiberty.net or UnitedWePledge.org/V2V, which is Victor, Village to Village Run is what it stands for. UnitedWePledge.org/V2V. Check that out. And now the recap of Saturday's show. As you know, we're live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And so, yes, Saturday, we had our guest on, Mr. Chris Carlson. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Amen to that, Chris. I love his intro because it really highlights the solutions very succinctly as well. We talked about when once a republic is corrupted, there's no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils. In other words, you just can't fix the current situation once a republic is corrupt. You just can't remedy the growing evils. Unless, or but by removing the corruption and then restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. Who said that, ladies and gentlemen? Answer, Thomas Jefferson. And that's really the tale. That's why we always say we got to restore the republic in the traditions of our founding fathers. We got to go back to these core principles. We got to make it very simple. You look at God, and we need a relationship with the creator, the author of our liberty first and foremost. And we need obedience to his commandments if we want his blessings. That's why turning to God is so vital. Family, that is God's fundamental unit of society on the earth. And if families are self-contained, if families are properly led, if families are functioning properly, society as a mirror will function properly, right? See how simple that really is? We talked about the ever-changing official story. with regards to these shootings is just positive proof of a dysfunctional media and dysfunctional society. All right, we talked about the fact that, you know, in this Valverde shooting or whatever in Texas, anxious parents were kept from entering the building by dozens of police. But one off-duty Border Patrol agent, Jacob Alvarado, I guess he rushed to the school with a borrowed shotgun from his barber. He was allowed in, and he was able to rescue his teacher and wife and daughter, the blaze with the details. So, you know, very interesting who's who and what's going on, right? We also talked about Governor Abbott held a meeting. And I guess this school had an active shooter drill just recently. Isn't that typical? There's always drills going on at the same time a real false flag or evil event happens. Now everybody's infighting. Nobody wants to take responsibility. Every piece of evidence is being questioned. The media is running amok with all kinds of false notions and stories and details and timelines and narratives, and we can go on and on and on. But, ladies and gentlemen, with this kind of cover-up, with this kind of backpedaling, It's no wonder the Uvalde police and the school district are no longer even cooperating with the Texas probe of the school shooting. No one will even cooperate because they don't even trust each other's facts. Okay, you got to ask yourself, were FBI agents involved in that shooting? How about the Buffalo shooting where we have even more evidence? Yeah, what is an FBI agent doing on the social media service Discord chatting with the mass shooter? This supposed FBI agent was on retirement. Is that how you'd spend your time during your golden years, ladies and gentlemen? Something's amiss. What's even more incredible is the FBI agent did not even call the FBI or let anybody know the shooting was going to happen, even though, hey, it was a planned shooting. Sandman is the name for the deep state handler of this. Who's that? What's up with this? See, more and more and more evidence coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's confusing. It's conspiratorial. It's he said, she said. It's a lot of confusion in the media. But make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, God will eventually force the secret acts of men to be shouted from the rooftops. All right, the housetops. We will know what's going on in time. I know it seems confusing and fuzzy, and you don't even know who's your friend and who's your enemy, and I know it's very confusing in America. Look, you don't need to know everything, okay? Whether the shooting was planned or not doesn't matter. The fact is they're trying to take your guns. That does matter. Sure, it's great to get to the bottom of those conspiracies and create transparency and accountability, and we need to push towards that. I'm not dismissing that at all, but I am saying, look, more importantly, right now they're trying to use all these events, manufactured, false flag, or real, or all the above, right? Hey, they're trying to take your guns. You know what the end game is for these people. You know what they want. Whether they're just taking advantage of the situation or whether they created the situation for their narrative, I don't know in every case. But I know this, ladies and gentlemen. They are trying to manipulate you till the cows come home. Not only on gun control, to let you take guns from the good guys. That will be disaster. Don't let them do it. Even Republicans are on board, which we'll get to in a few minutes here. But they're also trying to manipulate your views when it comes to the January 6th, what they would call an insurrection, what I would call a peaceful attempt to get Congress to do their due diligence, which was circumvented by a government false flag. That's how I would frame it. But nevertheless, an audience of at least 20 million people watched the first primetime hearing of the House Committee's investigation into the January 6th, they say, attack on Thursday night. Now, the 20-plus million number is according to Nielsen. And this is very interesting in my opinion. They scheduled a congressional hearing 8 to 10 p.m., and their goal was to get maximum eyeballs, maximum Americans to receive the information that they're going to put forth, which I believe to be flat-out intentional, direct disinformation propaganda. Now, they say that's in the ballpark of the huge television events, this 20 million. And, I mean, it doesn't compare to some, but it is huge. So there you have that. The propaganda at an all-time high via your government in bed with your media, all controlled by CIA interests and more, big tech, CIA, and government all in bed together. We've documented this till the cows come home. Air travelers in the United States, this is a piece of good news, will not need a COVID test starting yesterday. Passengers will be able to board flights to the U.S. without a negative corona test. But international travelers coming to America will still need a vaccine. Yeah, that is a problem, folks. When we have documented over and over and over now, it's not just our opinion. We've documented, ladies and gentlemen, just how dangerous these vaccinations are. And every day, more and more information comes out showing that the vaccination companies and the government all knew about all these side effects. And they lied to we, the American people. They literally peddled propaganda disinformation to we, the people, and deceived so many into taking vaccines. And now people are getting sick left and right because of the vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a recap of Saturday's show, available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. But I digress. Justin Bieber even came out and said, hey, man, I got this disease. I got this horrible thing where my face is paralyzed and, right? This is disaster. And the debate is on. The debate is on about what all that means. Was Justin Bieber vaccinated? From what we understand, the answer is yes. He's suffering from what they call Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. Is that what you call it? Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Calling all patriots, come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at Liberty Hall on Friday evening, June 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be free food and drink, so bring your family and friends to celebrate Tom's amazing achievement. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at unitedwepledge.org/V2V.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about this headline in the news that is not very comfortable for the mainstream press, folks. But they're wise enough to not connect the dots for you. Therefore, by their unwillingness to report reality, they leave you in confusion. And let me explain. Headline says Justin Bieber announced on Friday that he's suffering from a rare medical condition called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome that has caused a partial paralysis of his face. Okay? The 28-year-old singer recorded an Instagram video that's just shy of 3 minutes long that detailed the medical condition that he's dealing with. Obviously, he says, as you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. And it's from this virus that attacks the nerve in my ear and my facial nerves that has caused my face to have paralysis. As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move, Bieber said. All right, so he goes through all this. He addressed fans that were upset about the cancellation of his upcoming concerts, and he basically did this in hopes that people would understand, hey, this is the reason for my sudden absence, guys. This is pretty serious, as you can see, Bieber said. Anyway, so this full paralysis on the side of my face is very frustrating for me. I would love to do the shows. I've canceled these shows. I'm just not physically capable of doing the shows with my face paralyzed like this, he basically explains. Right? So for those who are frustrated, I'm sorry. I'm just doing the very best that I can. His face, by the way, in the videos was visibly affected by the condition. The same virus, just so you know, that causes chicken pox, they say, causes Ramsey Hunt syndrome. And the virus, by the way, can continue to live in the nerves even after someone recovers from chicken pox. That's according to the Mayo Clinic. It has the potential, they say, of coming back, reactivating, if you will, which can lead to a painful rash along with facial paralysis. Now, they, believe it or not, say even permanent muscle weakness is also possible, according to the Mayo Clinic. So this is bad news. I wish this wasn't the case, Bieber said, but my body is telling me that I got to slow down, and I hope you guys understand. He went on to talk about what he's doing to try to fight the condition. He says he's going to relax. He's got to decrease his stress. He's got to, you know, I'm going to rest. He says, I love you guys. Now, fans rushed forward with all kinds of encouragement for him and everything else. Now, here's the reason that I focus on this. This Ramsey Hunt syndrome is real. It is associated with chicken pox. Every bit of that is true. But let me tell you what they're leaving out. One of the side effects of taking the coronavirus vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, is Ramsey Hunt syndrome. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that scary? All right. Now, if you type in to Google, for instance, Ramsey Hunt syndrome, COVID vaccine, right? Ramsey Hunt syndrome, COVID vaccine. The first thing that comes up is Moderna vaccine information. That's interesting. Ramsey Hunt syndrome following mRNA SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, September 20th, 2021. See? Possible link between Ramsey Hunt syndrome and COVID-19 vaccine explained. Yeah. Now, what do you think of that? Ramsey Hunt syndrome following COVID-19. Possible hyperlink between. It goes on and on. There's stories about this. Now, here is the point. Where do you go with this? We see the link. The link is being highlighted and discussed, but yet when it comes to the Justin Bieber case, no one's saying, hey, you were vaccinated, right, Justin? Well, as far as we understand, he was. Is there a link? Now, isn't it interesting that his wife, isn't it Haley Bieber? Didn't she have all kinds of problems too? Right? Now, the mainstream press says this, and again, nothing is official until it's first been denied, right? Bieber's facial paralysis is not due to COVID-19 vaccine. A far more likely consequences of what usually causes Ramsey-Hunt syndrome is they say, hey, this, not unlike shingles. It's more like pox, chicken pox deal. But see, they don't know that. That's what I mean. The mainstream press just goes off and says nothing to do with it. Right? That's the problem. The researchers admitted that they diagnosed a previously healthy 37-year-old man with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, RHS, 2 days after he got his first dose of the COVID vaccine. What do you think of that? You go look it up. So how can they just dismiss this for... How do they do this? How do they just say it doesn't apply to Justin? I don't think they can. I think they're playing games and lying to you. Okay? I don't know if this is the case, but I know this. What about Hailey Bieber? Do you remember what happened to her? Didn't she get sick too? What was her deal? Right? Hailey Bieber, COVID. Type that into Google. What do you get, right? Oh, yeah. Blood clotting stroke. Isn't that what she had? March 14th, 2022. After Hailey Bieber, wife of Justin Bieber, announced that she was hospitalized for a blood clot. Then they say, conspiracy theory. Blame it on the COVID-19 vaccine. What gives? We're all conspiracy theorists? Well, MSN.com had a headline. Hailey Bieber suffers stroke-like symptoms following COVID-19 vaccine, right? What gives? Was Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber vaccinated? Yeah. It's weird. It's very weird, isn't it? Yeah. Now Hailey Bieber shares reason for her blood clot. Yeah. They say it was caused by a perfect storm of factors. And then they go on. What do you think? Yeah, Justin Bieber tests positive for COVID-19 after Super Bowl party, huh? February 20th, 2022. Now, you think that's related? See, they're going to want you to believe, no, that's just a weird conspiracy theory. Justin Bieber gets COVID. Justin Bieber and his wife vaccinated. Yeah, it's just weird. A husband and wife team there, you know. She gets blood clots and kind of has brain problems. And they look at her and it's like an old person. They don't know why. And then they say, but it's a conspiracy theory to think it's the COVID. And now Justin has these problems? What's the likelihood of these two young people, married couple, what's the likelihood of it being nothing to do with COVID, huh? You're going beyond coincidence now here, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation and that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
A historic heat wave in the West is forecast to roll eastward this week after Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Denver had scorching temperatures over the weekend. More than 50 million Americans sweltered under heat advisories. Southerly winds will pump hot, humid air into the eastern two-thirds of the nation through Wednesday. With the election systems in many states being criticized for failing to do the job in a timely manner, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Hawaii congresswoman, weighs in on Fox News.
Make it as easy and straightforward as possible for registered voters to vote. And so some people prefer mail-in voting. I know some people. I prefer in-person voting. Yeah. Others do as well. Let's, you know, same-day voter registration. They're open. You know, there are so many different initiatives we could put forward. Again, let's encourage engagement in our democracy, because the more people who are engaged, the more the people's voices are heard, and make sure that those who are elected are actually serving the interests of the American people.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so Justin Bieber got the cocoa right after he attended a Super Bowl party. He had to cancel a Vegas trip back in, like, February, right? And it's kind of a very strange scenario, but I look at this and I look at Justin, and he's now announced on Friday that he's suffering from a rare medical condition called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. Now, there's a possible link between these two, COVID, etc. Now, Justin Bieber had to cancel the show. Him and his wife were vaccinated. But now Haley, interestingly enough, had heart surgery after scary blood clot caused mini stroke. Now, folks, you look at this and you go, there's got to be a link. What's the likelihood of this young couple both having these crazy, unexpected, unexplained symptoms? Now, they want you to believe that I'm a conspiracy nut because I'm willing to highlight this. Am I telling you for sure that he got it from the vaccine? No, I'm not. But I know this. I got COVID 3 times. 2 documented times for sure. And the 3rd time, the doctors believe that I had COVID, but we can't know because it was so early in the pandemic that they had no good way to verify, right? But to make a long story short, I got something similar to this. It wasn't Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. For me, it was Bell's palsy. But it affected me to the point where I almost had to stop doing radio. All right? It's very strange. Bieber's canceling all kinds of shows now. Now, it's hard to know how to respond to this. because you don't want to make all kinds of suppositions. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, right? I don't want to just double down and make accusations. It's hard to get the facts, especially when they're covering it up, right? But you look at this stuff. You look at these stories about it, though, and you just go, okay, blood clots for Haley, brain condition, heart surgery. What? Yeah. And then Justin, all this. You got to say there's, with this couple, there's more than a coincidence. I don't know if this has to do with bad batches of vaccines. I don't know. But when Haley Bieber has stroke-like symptoms, the question is, was Haley Bieber vaccinated? Yes. Wow. But they don't really, in my opinion, they don't highlight this. They don't talk about it. They're just silent. Makes you wonder, have they been instructed to be silent? Because naturally, if you have both had problems and you both taken the COVID-19, and if you read and are kind of aware, you would say, you know what? There's got to be something more here than meets the eye. This is just too uncanny. This is just too coincidental to where both of them have serious symptoms that can be directly tied to possible COVID and or the vaccine related to. Now, it's hard to tell what's COVID caused and what's vaccine caused because both create this spike protein, which is absolutely damaging to every organ in your body, all your cells, everything. Okay. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, as we're learning from the released documents from the courts about the research that these companies did in the get-go, in the beginning, all kinds of side effects, right? And we look at this. So anyway, I don't know. Hopefully Justin and those guys will give us more intel. But when Justin Bieber announces on Friday that he's suffering from Ramsey-Hunt syndrome that has caused a partial paralysis of his face. Well, I had that, man, and they said mine was Bell palsy. Possible link between Ramsey-Hunt syndrome and COVID-19 vaccine. See, that makes you just go, wow. But do you expect the government, the mainstream press, even with documented side effects, do you expect them to come forth and connect that dot for you? Or do you think they'll bury that dot as best they can? Now, Justin Bieber tested positive for COVID-19, cancels Las Vegas show back in February, right? You think about that headline. You think of Haley Bieber hospitalized due to brain condition, possibly COVID-related. Haley Bieber then had to have heart surgery after scary blood clot caused mini stroke. You think about these symptoms. You think about the statements for both Justin and Haley, and you go, wow. I almost don't even know how to respond to this because the symptoms are so characteristic of what we hear are the side effects of vaccinations and what are documented side effects. I mean, it's eerie when Justin has his face paralyzed and then I've had that same face paralyzed scenario. You can't guarantee it's from the same thing. But neither of us are old enough. I'm way older than Justin, but neither of us are old enough to have all these kind of weird facial paralysis. Hey, the nerve in your ear and your neck or whatever you want to say, you're along your jawline, all of a sudden, wow, your face is paralyzed. And oh, it just happened the same time Corona virus is out and the same time the vaccines are out, but there's no relationship. You're a conspiracy nut. But yet they say that blood clots and heart conditions are a side effect, and then Haley had that, and they're like, oh, you're a nut, a conspiracy nut to even think that they're related. What are you talking about? What the heck are you even talking about? And my question is, why attack the messenger, though? Why attack somebody like me and just say I'm a conspiracy theorist? Why not have a heart to say, hey, is there something here? Is there something to this? Or is it not related? And having an honest, open inquiry seems to me the prudent It seems to me that that would be the case, right? That we would have an honest, open inquiry about this kind of stuff. Not something else, right? So I don't know. I don't even know how to respond to this exactly. Except to say that why call us conspiracy nuts when you see this in a power couple like Justin and Hailey Bieber? You go, wow, what is so unique about them to where both of these young people, look, they're only like, they're not even 30, either of them. But yet they have these weird symptoms like they're old people, these weird symptoms that relate to coronavirus. Now, you could say, well, it wasn't the vaccine. It was the coronavirus that caused it. Fine. I'm not here to point any fingers at any cause. I can't guarantee or say that it was the vaccine. I don't know that. What I know is that the vaccine and the coronavirus both have spike proteins that cause nothing but havoc in the body. And I know that if you have long-haul COVID symptoms or have had COVID, and it's been an extreme case of COVID, I know that there are so many side effects, it's hard to even discuss them intelligently. I know that the medical profession doesn't know too much about this, but they're learning. But to just call me a conspiracy nut because I say, wow, this is weird. This seems to be related somehow. You know, when you look at Justin and his wife both, you kind of go, oh, there's got to be more here than meets the eye, right? You would sure think so. But yet, no, they'll just attack me. Oh, he's a conspiracy nut. It's Sam that whacked out crazy. He thinks everything is cocoa. Everything. No, I don't. But I know this. The side effects, at least according to the documents that have been forced released by the courts, 55,000 pages a month or whatever have been are being released. And in there, they talk about these connections that we're highlighting. It isn't just a conspiracy theory. It's in the data. It's in the release that the government tried to prevent from being released in the first place. It's there. Now, can I apply that, what's there in the documents, to Justin and or Haley's cases? Maybe not factually, because I don't know. But for me to say that's a possibility, or for me to say there's an associated relationship, or whatever word you want to use, isn't far-fetched. You don't need to attack me, the messenger, and say I'm a conspiracy theorist. You can say, wow, that's a good question. We need to dig into this. We need to know, right? That's fair to say. I get that. But when they dismiss it out of hand, without even looking at the evidence, without even looking at the connections, without even exploring those possibilities, they just say, oh, conspiracy theory got you there. That's all. You know that they're not even willing to take into account this reality check, right? That's the problem, folks. That is indeed the quintessential problem, right? So there you have it. I don't know how to respond to this except to say I rest my case on that. I'm not saying that I know that it's vaccine caused. I'm not saying that I know that it's coronavirus related. I am saying that in these two young people, to have these kind of symptoms so close together after documenting that they've been vaccinated and after documenting that they have had the COVID, they're even talked about as being the power couple that takes care of one another. Justin took care of Haley, and now Haley's taking care of Justin, right? And how good they are to take care of one another. That's wonderful, but again, this highlights the question. Don't shoot the messenger. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Calling all patriots, come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at Liberty Hall on Friday evening, June 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be free food and drinks, so bring your family and friends to celebrate Tom's amazing achievement. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at unitedwepledge.org/V2V.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So you keep an eye on this Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber scenario. You're finding more and more and more people that have got the COVID, whether it's the virus and or the vaccine causing the spike, causing the problem. I don't know. But I know this, their symptoms are too unique and too young people to believe that, oh, man, there's nothing to this. They can call me a conspiracy theorist if they want to. What I would say is this. Why don't you quit shooting the messenger and look into the facts? You're afraid what you're going to find, aren't you? Then you're going to run around and tell everybody there's no evidence to what I say. Fine, go ahead and say what you want to say. But I'm convinced the COVID vaccine and the COVID virus itself, both bioweapons intentionally created to change America. That's what I believe. And I believe on the shootings, you know what, false flag operations, some of it's intentional, some of it may not be, but the whole goal is to take advantage of it and push for gun control. So 2 years of lockdowns and now gun control and pretty soon climate change reality, inflation at an all-time high. You say, wait a minute, Sam, no, it's just the highest in 40 years. That's what they're saying, but I believe they're burying the inflation numbers as well. All right, Bank of America warns of, quote, future inflation shocks, declares a, quote, technical recession. Michael Hartnett, he's the bank's chief investment strategist. Quote, we're in a technical recession, but just don't realize it, he says. Wow. We're in technical recession, but we just don't realize it. And why does he say technical recession? What does that mean? answer is there are rules or government guidelines about what a recession is. When can you call something a recession or a depression or a, and there's government guidelines or whatever. Two back-to-back quarters that are negative creates a recession kind of an idea or whatever. Who put government in charge of what a recession is defined as? Some people joke and say, well, a recession is when your neighbor loses their job. A depression is when you lose yours. Gotta, whether you take the joking example to make to highlight the point, whether you take government official reality on this or whether you just accept this bank's executive, this Bank of America's chief strategist, chief investment strategist, whether you take his technical recession term, I don't know. But I know this, everybody's worried about inflation now. Gas is up over $5 a gallon on the average. And now people are saying unraveling the riddle of inflation. The riddle? Yeah, they say the riddle of American inflation. They say inflation is a tricky problem. But it has a few what they call clear causes and consequences. And policymakers are working to bring it to heel, if you will. The government reported on Friday that consumer prices climbed 8.6% over the year from May. They say that's the fastest increase in over four decades. Americans are confronting more expensive food, fuel, housing, and some are grasping for answers, they say. Some? Who's not grasping for answers, right? They say, what is causing the price burst? How long will it last? What can be done to resolve it? They say there are a few easy answers to the problem. And they say there's few painless solutions as well. When it comes to inflation, which has jumped around the world, as supply shortages collide with, quote, hot consumer demand, it is difficult to predict how long today's, quote, price surge will drag on. They say a main tool to fight this is rate increases, interest rate increases, which they say cools inflation by slowing the economy down. Potentially, they say sharply. Okay, now, I have a problem with this whole thing. They say there are three main causes regarding the U.S. and the world economies, which is causing the inflation. All right. Three main causes. Ready? Three related buckets, if you will. They say first one is strong demand. Strong demand is the first one. Consumers are spending big. Well, here's the question. Why are consumers spending so big? Answer, because they were locked down for 2 years, and so there's all kind of pent-up need. People need to replace their appliances, or people need to upgrade their homes, or people need it because they feel like they've been locked down for 2 years and they can't do it. But they wouldn't have the money to do those things, except for the government gave them a bunch of money. So the government really is causing this strong demand where consumers are spending big. Right? Now, they say early on, households amassed savings as they were stuck home. That's fine. But again, they forced us to stay home. Thus, everybody started to get more money in their hands. Government helped them put away even more money, right? Now people are taking jobs and they're winning wage increases. All those factors combined, they say, has had a household bang. People are spending on everything from backyard grills to kitchen tables to cars to everything. Now, so they say the second one then is too few goods. So you got rocking hot demand, too few goods. They say as families have taken their savings and their government handouts and they've tried to buy pickup trucks, big screen TVs, everything, they've run into a problem. There's too few goods. So there's ratcheted up demand and too little goods. Factory shutdowns tied to the pandemic. Global shipping backlogs. Reduced production. All have evolved into this problem. Supply chain, whatever term you want to use to singularly describe the complicated reality. The shortage. The cost of demand has outstripped the supply of goods. Companies have been able to charge more without losing customers. Now they say the war in the Ukraine, China, all this is causing this. Now people are basically shifting their spending because you can't get things more towards experiences. It's true that companies have been raking in unusually big profits as they raise prices more than is needed. But because there's so much money, people are just powering through spending anyway. How much do things cost, right? Anyway, there the problem lies. But I submit to you that government is at the cause of every one of those problems. Government is what created too much money in society by forcing us to stay home, thus savings increased, then handing us out a bunch of money. And then government caused the supply chain problem because then when everybody was back to spend, there was no goods and services for them to spend on. Therefore, government, by locking businesses down, caused the supply chain problems. But now they say how much Fed action will be needed to bring things under control. And I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that that's what we don't need. Okay, that's what we don't need, is government interfering even further. So the mainstream press headline on this says, unraveling the riddle of American inflation. To me, it's not a riddle. To me, the government has caused all the inflationary realities we face. How bad would it have been if they didn't lock down businesses and the supply chain wasn't curtailed as much? How bad would it have been if we weren't forced to go out, or I'm sorry, to stay home? How bad would it have been if government didn't put money in every one of our pockets? I know it felt good to get money in your pocket, but all it did was create more and more and more of these swings and disparities that take place. And now what government wants to do is have the Federal Reserve crank up interest rates, making it harder for you to borrow money. Well, they say that the recession is not quite here from a factual standpoint. But when you unravel the riddle of American inflation, you begin to understand that it's government intervention that has caused almost all the problems that we face. Okay, this guy at Bank of America says that we're in a technical recession. Is that different than a recession? Yes. Because he would say, well, it's not factual recession by government standards, but it virtually is one, technically is one. And then they say, well, it's only a couple of blip points away from real recession. Well, I submit to you that government's causing all of this. Next hour, I want to get Dr. Scott Bradley's take on a couple of these stories and a whole lot more. We'll do it all in seconds. They passed a gun. Well, I shouldn't say they passed. They worked out over the weekend a gun. What do they call this thing? Some kind of a gun thing that they're going to... Anyway, we'll talk about all this. What do they call it? A gun? Gun safety legislation? Gun framework? Thou shalt not be infringed. What part don't they get? We better stop them while we have the chance. I can tell you that now. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. God save the Republic of the United States of America.